The largest local request that made it into the legislature's final capital budget for Petersburg is nearly $5.4 million for a new fire and emergency medical service building. Jared Cook is Petersburg's volunteer fire chief.
Well, that's good news for both the fire department and the community. It would give us the building that we need to get out of the existing building we're in and give us a building for the fire department, search and rescue, and EMS to operate out of for quite a few years in the future.
The fire department contends with a variety of problems at its current home in the 50-year-old municipal building downtown. That includes a cramped vehicle bay that can barely fit the department's rolling stock and gear, a ceiling that leaks water and tar residue on critical and expensive equipment, and exhaust fumes that seep into city offices. Then there's the Main Street location, where there's always the risk of a collision whenever trucks have to pull out in an emergency.
In the past, you know, when there wasn't as much traffic, it probably wasn't as big of a problem, but as the town has grown and more people have vehicles, it's a safety hazard. Now we have more traffic than we ever did before going right in front of that building.
Along with the fire hall, the legislature's capital budget also includes $1,250,000 for an upgrade to Petersburg's port dock, where many cruise ships, sometimes over 400 feet, tie up. Jim Stromdahl is Petersburg's harbor master.
Our biggest problem is tying up that size of the ship at such a small dock. So one way to improve that immensely is putting out two dolphins with a catwalk between them, so that when they come to tie up, they really have something to lay against. Plus, it'd be super protection for the dock itself.
The money would also allow electricity to be run to the end of Seafloat in South Harbor, another tie-up spot used by cruise ships. The appropriation would come from the state's new cruise ship passenger head tax fund. The budget also includes about $1.2 million for the final phase of Petersburg's water treatment plant improvements. That work will allow Petersburg to treat enough water for all its customers during busy summer seasons when seafood processors are going full steam. Then there's over $900,000 for replacement of the failing elementary school roof, over $500,000 to repair the collapsing water pipeline from Cabin Creek Reservoir, $250,000 for improvements to the airport bypass road between Sandy Beach and Scow Bay. There's also $150,000 to go towards the community's new library project, and $80,000 to make repairs to the city's garbage baler. District A Senator Bert Stedman says it's probably the biggest year ever for project funding district-wide, and he attributes that to a couple of key factors.
Certainly the strong revenue stream that the state has right now suffices a strong capital budget, but also I chair the Senate Finance Committee, or co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, in charge of writing the capital budget. And from that position, it's a lot easier to deal with district projects than it is as a committee member or someone not on the Finance Committee.
At the close of the session, Stedman was still unopposed for re-election to the district seat representing Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and Sitka. Stedman's part of the bipartisan Senate majority, and depending on the elections and the organization of the Senate next year, he could potentially hold the Finance co-chair seat again. Along with the projects for the 2009 fiscal year, the bill also includes many items that had earlier been vetoed by the governor in the supplemental budget for the current fiscal year. The governor encouraged lawmakers to put many of those vetoed supplemental projects into the capital budget, so Stedman is hopeful those particular items will make it through this time around.
The understanding with the governor's office is that those won't be vetoed, so we'll wait and see.
Those supplemental items for Petersburg include $96,000 for renovations to the Sons of Norway Hall, $65,000 for a city snowblower, $34,000 for an electric pharmacy records system at the hospital, $25,000 for improvements to the local shooting range, and $12,000 to plan for Frederick Point North Subdivision. Finally, the capital budget also includes a proposed $7 million bond issue for improvements to the paved portion of Mitkoff Highway from Scow Bay out to the Hatchery. Stedman says the Department of Transportation had originally requested a general appropriation for Southeast paving.
But it wasn't broken down, so when we went and looked behind the numbers, there was two projects, one in Juneau and the Mitkoff Highway. So we, rather than give DOT just a one lump sum, we broke it down into individual projects to make sure that the projects that they were talking about were going to actually be the ones repaired.
The state already has funding to pave the unpaved portion of the highway between the hatchery and the new South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal, and that work's already slated to be done this summer. The additional Mitkoff Highway money in next year's budget is dependent on whether the public of Alaska approves a $315 million general obligation bonding package. The long list of capital project funding for Petersburg is good news for Mayor Al Dwyer.
They're all righteous projects, each and every one of them, in my view. And we were asked to give a list of the things we need, and we just happen to need everything. We want them all, but we happen to need them all, too, I think, in my view.
Dwyer credits Stedman and Representative Peggy Wilson, as well as Petersburg lobbyist Ray Matuszewski, with getting the Petersburg funding through the legislature. However, considering Governor Palin's line item veto power and her pledge to use it on the capital budget, Dwyer is not yet ready to celebrate the funding for Petersburg's projects.
I got a feeling that she's going to be cutting some of those. I hope she doesn't, but I got a feeling she might, and just it's kind of a reality thing. I don't think we can expect to get it all, but we did prioritize things, and I just hope we get a majority of the items.
Once the capital projects bill is transmitted to the governor, she has 20 days to respond. It must be approved, though, before the start of the fiscal year, July 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.